Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva of Days of Our Lives and Friends. Tonight we'll discuss the past 2 weeks of the show. The show is interactive. Feel free to call in at 914-338-1239, and you can call us using Skype also, or join us in our chat room. You must register to post in the chat room. Don't forget to add us as a friend to be alerted to future shows. Check us out daily at Diva of Days of Our Lives at blogspot.com. Okay, girls. Let's see who's here. We have Saddle Shoes.
Hi.
Fancy Face.
Hello.
And Queen of the Night.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, so it's been a pretty eventful couple of weeks, to say the least.
Just a lot's happened.
I know. Just when you think nothing's going to happen, something happens. Unfortunately, we all got the news on Thursday about the passing of Frances Reed, who played Alice Horton on Days of Our Lives since the premiere episode of the show for over 43 years. So I was wondering if you ladies would like to share your thoughts on Frances Reed and what she meant to the show and what she meant to you. And let's start with Queen of the Night. How do you feel about her passing?
Well, sad. I am. You know, Frances Reed and Alice Horton is Days of Our Lives, and I grew up since the age of 11 watching her, but back in the, you know, 60s on up. It's a sad time. It's like a passing of, you know, the old days, and kind of won't be the same without her. Even if she hadn't been on for the last couple of years, kind of like, you know, knew she was there, so. So she'll be missed. I just hope that Days, you know, does a nice tribute to her.
Oh,
I think
agree.
She deserves, even a whole week's worth, or at least a whole hour show. I'm wondering if they'll also have Alice also passing away, or I'm just wondering how they're going to handle that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing. If they're 2 months in advance, so they really would have to scramble to do something, but they should do something, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think, Saddle Shoes?
I hear they still haven't mentioned at the end of the show that she's passed, even during the last few days. I wouldn't think it'd be that hard to add it to the credits, would it?
True.
No.
Memorial.
I'm a little shocked that they haven't done that yet. I didn't start watching Days until I was in college, so I didn't grow up with her. But
yeah.
Me, she was always there, and even when Tom died, you know, you could get through it because Alice was still there, and she wasn't as much fun as she was when I first started watching, but it was the possibilities were always there, I guess, as long as she was. I just loved her in the 80s because she was so much fun. She lent such an air of levity to the show, and she could, and she always brought it, no matter what they asked her to do, she pulled it off. It was, and she could just make me laugh until my sides hurt. So I really miss that.
Fancy Face, what are your thoughts on Frances Reed?
I was one of those generations that sort of came in because my grandmother watched the show and my mother watched the show, and I'd come home from school and they'd be watching, and I'd just sort of be sitting and playing in the room while their show was on. And so for me, Frances Reed is one of the first actresses I ever remember seeing on Days when she was on the TV, before Marlena or any of that. And And I can't even remember, you know, the first thing I ever saw her do, because I feel like in a way she was part of the family. I mean, like, I grew up watching her on TV, and so I really, you know, yeah, I was, you know, obviously she's been in poor health lately, and I don't think this is a real surprise to anyone, but it's still, at least for me, as a long-term viewer, I feel like I've lost someone I've known for a long time, you know, and she was also a real representative of the family, you know, of being a support for the family that you don't see on the show really anymore. It seems like it's more, you know, the family, families at war with each other, you know, DeMiro versus right. Kiriakis, or now it's Alamein versus Manning or whatever. You know, it's like it doesn't seem like the, you know, they, maybe at Mickey's funeral we saw a little of it, but it seems like the, there's not that kind of a family bonding. And Alice was really the, Tom and Alice were the core. You know, they mm-hmm. were the ones that always were the support for all the drama. You know, they were the ones to turn to. And obviously, you know, in the 80s, then Alice sort of turned, you know, adventuresome and feisty and comic, and that's, I think, what so many people loved about her. You know, when she started with the poison donuts to break Roman out of jail, and then she started going to New Orleans and getting in all these crazy adventures, and she was a joy to watch. And when I think of any of my favorite actors from the shows over the years, they've all worked with Frances Reed. I could. You know, Charles Shaughnessy, Teo Penglis, Matthew Ashford, you know, all the ones I'm thinking of, you know, Christian Alfonso, all of them I think of have had major scenes with Alice. She was always there. And so, yeah, it does feel like the passing of a torch to another era.
For me, I think part of the reason I was so sad when I heard was that the show is different already. Having her gone, it's like, going to give them an excuse to make it worse.
Well, you know, I was thinking, I was hoping, and I know I'm being completely ridiculously optimistic, but, you know, what a great excuse it would be, you know, to have, you know, a tribute show to Alice, have her funeral, and have Bo and Hope reunite over it. You know, they'll have their joint memories, because she was such a Bo and Hope supporter. She got them back together right. during the Larry Welch fiasco. Wouldn't it be great if they found that common bond, that thing that brought them together in the past, and through her, you know, through her passing, they found a way back together. That would be a way to make a real story out of a sad situation, you know, but I don't think they'll do it, but it'd be great if they found a way to make that.
It would also be a good idea, because I think nearly any actor they asked at this point would probably come back practically nothing. So money mm-hmm. cannot be an issue if they're
going to
have a decent
yeah.
funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And they could have an awful lot of people come back who would probably do it for pennies, considering.
Yeah.
And I'd worry that it's not going to happen.
Well, the thing is, too, I mean, the show's got to look at it as a business, too. I mean, yeah, it might cost a bit to bring some people back for, you know, a week or so, but they're going to get a lot of promotion out of it. They'll probably get a lot of advertising out of it. And she deserves it, to be blunt about it. I mean,
yeah,
you know, she was the main character of the show from day one.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to do something. And seriously,
well,
too, if they screw it up, they're toast. I mean, they're
they
going
to... of flashbacks they can use. I mean, it doesn't even going to have to cost them that much money to bring a lot of people back. You know, if they just brought them back and they had them on one episode, there's enough flashbacks to cover a week's worth of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just hope
people would be in heaven.
Well, maybe that's,
to see it again.
They're putting something together right now. Maybe that's why they haven't said anything. No.
I don't know.
Oh, that's what I'm hoping.
Acknowledging at the end of the show that she's passed, I don't see why.
Yeah, I thought they would at least on Friday. I thought they would have.
Did they do that
yeah.
with McDonald Carey? I don't remember. Did they do that with McDonald Carey when he passed away?
I
know they had the big Tom funeral.
They had the funeral for Tom, yeah.
Did they make
any kind of
announcement?
I'd have to go back and look. I'd have to go see when he died, and then I'd have to go look on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I remember, do you remember when, I can't remember the actor's name, when they played Matt Corey down in Another World, and they couldn't address for a few weeks. They're in the middle of a major storyline. They just had his tux lying on the couch, and Rachel walked past it, and it's their kind of way of honoring him. And, you know, everybody knows she's dead. It's all over the news. It's all over the internet. It's, you know, scrolling on CNN. You know, I don't see the point of not doing something. I mean, you know, you can't expect the fans to stay in the dark for two more months. But I don't know what they're thinking. But like I said, if they screw this up, they're really going to get it. Because, the Mickey Horton thing, I mean, that was pretty awful, not having a real funeral for him. I mean, they already have the church set, so I'm not sure what the problem is.
That just proves to me that Tomlin doesn't give a shit, and neither does NBC.
Yeah.
To have that kind of funeral for Mickey, I'm not expecting very much out of them, really.
I know. I have high expectations. I'm just being.
And why do we have high
expectations them
for
over
Dave?
The last year.
Yeah, why do we have such high expectations? Because they always disappoint us.
You can't do a funeral and do her justice, then you can't do anything right, in my opinion. I mean, if you can't give her a decent tribute, then you're worthless.
Well, and they have. It's not like they have to make new sets. They have the church set. They have Maggie's place. They have have the two sets they need to have a really decent funeral.
Yeah.
They just need the people. And I'll bet most of those people would come back for a day or two for practically nothing because it was Frances Reed.
This is kind of breaking news. I forgot to mention this. Melissa Reeves' husband, Scott Reeves, got a contract on General Hospital. He was on our for sure term role, so now he's on full term now. So I was wondering, you know, maybe there's a chance Melissa Reese will come back as Jennifer, too. And I think she would really fit in really well right now. I know Matthew Ashford, if people have been following the blog this week, he's in Mamma Mia. He's touring with me at Mamma Mia. So he probably won't be available for a long time. But still, though. Between what's going on with Alice and Maggie and Hope and Jennifer's friend Carly being in town, I think it's time to bring back Jennifer Horton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I agree.
And with Stuart Damon coming back, maybe as possibly Bill Horton, I was thinking, well, maybe they'll try to bring Jack and Jennifer back, or at least Jennifer.
Yeah, but he's coming back.
But I guess he's not coming back as that.
No, Stuart Damon's
the governor. Yeah.
Governor Ford.
Yeah.
Of Salem, USA.
Who's the governor coming to talk to anyway? Do we know?
I don't know. But Ava's mayor does nothing. He just hangs out at the pub or at Java Cafe and once in a while he goes to Stefano's. But he doesn't really do anything. He'll
probably be involved in the kidnapping, I guess.
Well, why would the governor get involved in the kidnapping, though?
I don't know.
I mean, that'd be kind of weird. It's not exactly his job. I don't know.
We're going to actually get to see Abe for a change. Man, when's the last time he was on?
Yeah, I think, last time Abe was on. That's a good question. I don't know.
We have Super Ray, so we don't have to see anybody except Roman lately.
Talking to Anna,
I was just going to say that, you know, even if Melissa Reeves didn't come back, you know, full time as Jennifer, I think that would be very appropriate for her to come back for, you know, one day for the Alice funeral.
Right.
Because she had such, you know, what I loved about Alice, too, is her relationship with Hope and with Jennifer, you know, because those girls needed her. She'd go run off to wherever and go through all kinds of danger to save their butts when they'd get in trouble. And I think it would be very appropriate if Melissa Reeves were willing to do it. And she certainly seemed. I mean, she gave a very glowing testimony. As so many of the cast members did. You just realize how loved she was by all the statements that were given, volunteered and such. And I, from the sounds of it, with Melissa Reeves putting it on Twitter and Facebook and everything, how she felt about Frances Reed, I think the offer should be out there, you know.
That would be cool if she did, because then for we'd have Hope and Melissa, because Lisa came back for
she came back for a fake funeral,
her brother's funeral, so she'd come back for Alice's, and then because the last time they were together, Hope wasn't really Hope. Nobody knew she was Hope. She was still Dina. Unless did Lisa come back for Zach's christening?
I thought she did. I don't remember.
I just think it'd be fun to have all three of them together again.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah.
And then you could have the MyGram flashback, because you'd have...
Yeah, that was cute.
The perfect segue to a good flashback. I mean, I'd be happy. I don't necessarily demand a whole lot of cast members back, but just give a decent amount of flashbacks. Have Maggie sitting around with what's left of the Hortons and the Bradys, and, you know, just say, oh, I remember this, that, and the other. Hey, Maggie, Doug, and Julie, and just throw out the flashbacks and give her a real an episode. You know, if they can do it for Bo and Hope, you know, several years ago they gave Bo and Hope, like, a whole episode of flashbacks. They certainly could do it for Frances Reed, who was there since day one, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's... to me, you need to at least get the Hortons back. I mean, you know, you don't have to bring everybody who's ever worked with Frances Reed back, but I think as many Hortons as you can round up, which is hard because a lot of the the actors that play Tom and Alice's children, they're all passed too. So I'm not sure there's any actors left.
Well, I know Bill Edward Mallory is gone, and Lana Sanders, who played Marie, is gone. So Bill and Marie,
the original
Bill.
The original Marie is still alive, I understand.
Who is she? Marie Cheatham, right?
Marie Cheatham.
Yeah.
Cheatham.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have her.
She's still alive.
Yeah.
And
the grandkids and Bill and Bill and Susan, not Bill
Mike.
And Susan, Julian Duck. And Maggie, of course.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there's still enough to, you know, sit around and have, like, a wake enough, you know, like a sort of a wake where they talk about who she was and all the stuff that she did so they can use all the flashbacks.
Mm-hmm. I still think you'd do a good old-fashioned funeral like they did with, I saw, like, John Black's funeral was one of the best ones.
A lot of nice, with these. Everyone say something.
Yeah, but it was nicely produced too. One thing I really remember was everybody carrying the casket out. But that was Ed Scott though, and he did a hell of a job on that because you just really felt the gravity of the moment. But yeah, I just think they should do a real funeral and not everybody sit around Maggie's crappy looking living room.
Yeah.
Oh, that is the.
And this is one of those funerals they ought to have at the hospital, like they had Tom's at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know
if
they have a set
for
that anymore. I guess they do, though, because Stefano and Nicole were in the chapel not that long ago, so they must still have the chapel.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Oh, the girls in the chat room, they want Michael T. Weiss to come back as Mike Horton, too.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
That would be a huge coup if they can get him. That'd be
Give
great.
Give him a call. He's not, as far as I know, he's not doing anything right now. He might do it. Just for a day, you know, he'd do it, I think.
Jennifer.
Or even, too, they could even have some of these actors just do a vlog from their own home and just, you know, show it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think
that's a good idea, the actors themselves.
Yeah.
Maybe they should have not only a tribute, a funeral for Alice Horton, but do a kind of a memorial for Frances Reed. Like,
Reed.
Maybe have all the actors, get together and share memories of her.
Yeah.
I would
even like
money,
back, you
too.
Know, backstage memories and stuff, you know, things that happened on set. Yeah.
Yeah. I would
that
think
cool.
really.
That would be nice.
Well, it would save them a whole day of writing.
Really?
They're actually getting much writing out of these people, but
That'd be the
they wouldn't have to pay them for all the BS they're doing right now for one day.
Oh, they would win. They would win Soap of the Year in the Emmys the next year for
for doing that.
It's the only episode they didn't write. Yeah. So. Yeah. Oh,
I'd love
man.
To see
oh.
Tomlin have to go up and take that, accept that trophy. Ooh.
That's true. That's why I think you should, you know. I mean, you. To me, you can't do too much, Donner, in my opinion. So, but you know, this is a soap too. They don't really celebrate the show's anniversary every year. Even the 40th one, they kind of let slide and didn't really do anything on air. And I thought that's kind of a bummer. Then, you know.
I didn't see even what they did do until like a year later on YouTube, and so I don't remember even that they put it out at all.
Yeah, they just had a
then
party.
Suddenly on YouTube there was a show done, 40th anniversary thing, and I'm going, where the heck did that come from?
Well, on a little lighter news, Judy Evans is coming back.
Yay.
Adrian Kyriakos, you know.
Oh, yeah. But they really should have brought her back before the. I was hoping her and Justin was
going to try to get Justin back or
anything that makes it so that all I you know I get to see something besides Carly all the time.
Well, I think Justin needs Adrian just to make him not look like such a.
Yeah.
Hypocritical jerk. I mean, you know, he's Mr. Nice Guy with Hope, but I just, you know, I mean, I'm not a fan of Carly, but the way he just goes on aggressively attacking her over his hang up with Hope is just, you know, Adrian needs to come to town and straighten him out and say, look, what are you doing? I mean, you
well,
know,
I
and I always liked
doing.
Justin.
I hope
yeah,
that's what they plan on doing, but
and
I don't
he needs count. Someone. I mean, he needs someone.
Something tells me that she's going to come into town to beat up on him a little more.
Oh, probably.
Push him a little closer to Hope.
Yeah.
But I'd like to see, yeah, a little more, you know, I don't like the way they're writing Justin right now with the whole Carly thing. I mean, with Hope, I don't mind it so much, but the only thing is I don't really see that much romantic chemistry with Hope, and it looks like,
right.
You know, I mean, even when he said he had feelings for her, there wasn't a whole lot behind it, you know, and and it just, there's so, I don't know, maybe Judy Evans will really add some fire to those flames, I don't know.
I see the chemistry between Justin and Carly, more so.
Yeah, and you know,
yeah.
If they were going to have sort of an adversarial kind of love-hate thing, I'd rather it be in the hospital, like on the hospital board or, you know, have something to do where professionally they have to be together and then they butt heads and this stuff comes out as opposed to him going out of his way to go to her house or to Bo's house or wherever and lay into her about her thing with Bo and it's none of his freaking business, you know? I mean, it's only
when
his business because he's made it his business.
When was the last time we saw the hospital board? Back in, what, 2003 when Sammy got fired?
Well, there has
yeah.
to be somewhere. Anytime Stefano has a problem, he's like, I'm on the board, you know, or whatever.
Oh, yeah, and speaking of the hospital, when did Chloe take Maggie's place now?
Exactly. What does she know?
She's
what does an opera
for,
singer
yes.
know about pediatrics?
That,
I was just like,
yeah,
what?
She's whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, wait a second. Whoa, she's a pediatric?
Whoa, 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 back up.
Well, pediatric.
Maybe she's doing a lot more nursing.
I think it's volunteer. Or she's the head of something that Maggie was the head of. She took
I thought she was like guest services or something. Like she's always like dealing with the patients and their families. I didn't know it was
I'm thinking it's all volunteer stuff. Probably.
Well, when she was having the conversation with Carly on the Friday episode, she said something about she was taking over, you know, substituting for Maggie in the pediatric wing. I don't even know what Maggie did in the pediatric wing because last I heard, Maggie ran a restaurant. I don't know.
It's
like,
I thought maybe
she talked
volunteered.
About the pediatric, and then she talked about, like, I don't remember, it was answering phones or doing some other thing for the hospital, I guess Maggie did. I'm just like, how did Chloe get qualified for any of this? Besides, you know,
you remember Alice Thornton always volunteered too. at the hospital.
We always had all the Hortons volunteer, but it was always, you know, it was lately it's just mentioned when it's useful for the plot. They forget to mention on a regular basis that that's what they're supposed to be doing.
That's why, that's why Chloe is at the hospital.
Yeah, that was silly.
I mean, Chloe's a high school graduate who went to Europe and sang. I mean, I don't understand how that leads to a career in pediatrics. I mean, I'd rather
because she can't have children,
but
just be around. Yeah.
Some of the people they have working in that hospital are a pretty suspected patient.
Yeah, you got you have Dr. Gann molesting the patients. You have Carly, who's with her husband. Melanie.
Vivian's running around putting dead bodies in hospital beds. So she can take care of doctors. I mean,
Melanie with keys to the drugs at one point, too. Isn't that how Kate got the drugs to poison Chloe?
Yeah,
Melanie had keys.
Kate's poison.
Yeah. Let's get the keys to the candy striper.
Well, Vivian's going to try to poison Melanie now.
Yeah.
With the,
With the
opted for that dress she got on for her wedding. That dress is atrocious. You're going to go marry one of the richest guys in town looking like you just came out of
the dress.
Salvation Army.
She looks like she just came back from the beach. Just little beachy dress you throw on over your bathing suit.
Yeah.
I mean, that
dress is horrible.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's we haven't done that yet, but that's one of my, top five things that Dave needs to improve. One is the sets. Because if you notice, Maggie's furniture is the same furniture as Victor's. They have the same couches. You just see them. It's like, why don't you just throw a slip cover on
it? All you have to do is make a slip cover and throw it over.
Where did I hear they use the same pillows on the Kyriakos couch that they did in the Demera couch? Did you hear that? I just saw that.
Surprised.
Same
pillows. All you have to do is buy pillows that are reversible. Like one color's on one side and one's the other, and then flip it.
Pillows are cheap. Ross
pillows are keenly cheap. And slip covers, if a seamstress there, that's cheap to make too. They buy a little bit nicer fabric and sew it together, and they can reuse. It's a lot cheaper than getting a new couch.
Fired the seamstress. They could be sending somebody to the store. Jesus, it doesn't cost that much.
Yeah, so that's bugging me, and the wardrobe department is just atrociously bad. I mean,
the wardrobe, the hair. Carly's hair hasn't looked good since she got on the show.
Oh.
Yeah.
She used to look good on Guiding Light. She looked sexy on Guiding Light. I haven't seen her look sexy since she showed up here in Salem. Her hair looks, of course, everybody's hair pretty much looks greasy.
Yeah, and then they had the funky braids going on, that funky braid Sammy had when her hair was braided right down the top of her head. I had to block about it, because it was so bad. And then they had Ariana with a bizarre braid in her hair, too. I'm like, do you have like a 16-year-old doing everybody's hair and they're just sitting around braiding? I mean, that's so stupid. And then you see Allison on The Biggest Loser, and she looks fantastic. Her hair is perfect.
They really need to let Leanne do everybody's hair. Obviously, she's doing her own.
Well, Anna's hair looks very nice. The straight look. Anna's hair looks very nice. The straight.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been like Kate lately. Hers is pretty good, too.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren,
I know it has a
blue streak in it, and that drives some people crazy, but I think she still looks
better
than Carly.
No? Yeah.
Whatever.
I like the blue streak. I mean,
I take
the blue streak.
I don't mind it at all.
Different.
I don't mind most of her clothes. Some of them lately have been a little much, but that's okay. It doesn't irritate me that much.
Beatrice in chat room, she said she's defending the braids. good look on that one. It's a little bit too Star Wars-y for me. That's 30-some years ago. I think we should pass on the braids. So, anyway, I'm sorry to go off topic, but that We'll go back to the whole
careful
Melanie
about
thing.
Mentioning
yes.
Star Wars. Next, we'll see Melanie wearing buns on her side of her head.
With that white dress, that would kind of go. But remember, when you first see Leia, she's on that videotape saying, "Obi-Wan, you're my last hope," and she's wearing that white robe and the braids. Yeah. So. Okay, so yeah, to get that off my chest, I hate the wardrobe and I hate the sets. The sets are absolutely freaking awful. So, but we can go on to the Melanie Salt wedding. And I want to watch it because it's going to be a spectacle. But to tell you the truth, I don't care if they get married.
No.
I don't care.
No.
Well, there's no real build-up to that relationship at all. I mean, they slept together in the hotel room and it got thrown on the internet. And then he dumped her for Stephanie the next day, and Stephanie was kind of giving him a hard time. So he then flip-flopped back to Melanie, and I kind of was just like, Melanie, what are you're such a loser for taking him back after he treated you. I'm not really into the whole. I mean, I'm enjoying Vivian, and I'm enjoying the whole kind of Vivian and Kate, and even Carly with all the manipulations going on behind the scenes of the wedding. I'm enjoying, but the actual wedding itself, I could care less.
I get to hear more of Victor being snarky. I'll like that. And Vivian.
Yeah, I like that.
That's it.
Yeah.
And for a little while, I was starting to like Melanie, but not since she's become part of this whole Carly. Daniel.
Carly's daughter.
And the idea of her being part. I'd much rather they left her Trent Robbins' daughter. I know he was sick, but at least Russell Bourne was fun.
We have that going on in the chat room that they're going to serve cheese whiz and have plastic flowers at the wedding.
They'll be lucky if they get cheese whip, actually, I think.
Do you remember Teo complained about how awful his weddings are on days, and he said they just had cheese
and
crackers
for
Tony and Anna's wedding.
He didn't know how good they had it.
The richest family in Salem, and they had cheese and crackers. Yeah.
Every wedding he had, well, except the wedding to Kristen, but every wedding, I mean, the first wedding to Anna was even worse. I mean, it was what? In some Vegas motel room.
But she tricked him into that wedding.
Yeah, but
he was drunk, so I mean, there wasn't good. I didn't expect them to spend a lot of money on that one, but this is the second one, the real one should have put a little more effort into that one.
Well, they spent all the money
and a better dress too. That was a bad
spent all the money that year on Bo and Hope's wedding.
Yeah, the big England wedding. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm going to be disappointed, too, but I bet you it's going to happen. I'm assuming they're having the wedding at the Kiriakis Mansion, aren't they? I doubt they're swinging for a church.
The preview, that's what it looks like, because they're all sitting in, they're all seated in fold-up chairs, so it looks like it's probably at the mansion.
Oh, for Pete's sake. I mean, his living room's not even big enough to hold everybody for the wedding. I mean, we have
a
church
small wedding, probably.
Oh, my God.
Well, I bet they don't do a Greek ceremony like they did for Justin.
Should be a Greek, Greek wedding.
Greek Orthodox wedding.
Were the good old days, that Justin Adrian wedding in Greece, Mike.
Yes.
That was one of the flashiest weddings. Yeah, that was wonderful. And we'll never see that again.
I remember Judy Evans said it after that ceremony, that she felt like she really did get married. It was so long and tedious, and they did it by the book, I guess. But I mean, Philip was ready to bell, and they didn't have a Greek ceremony either. So, at least they had
that's
it.
That's true. They did it at St. Luke's, didn't they?
Yes,
and they did a Catholic ceremony.
And John crashed through the window. Yeah.
Oh God.
You know what would be funny? If they had Philip and Melanie at the church, and you hear this motorcycle revving outside.
And it got fire.
Well, not again.
It's like, Oh, you know what's great, though? They should have had Martha Madison come back and break up the wedding as Belle. That would have been fantastic. Now, that would have been a surprise. you know, that would have thwarted Carly and Vivian and everything. Have her crash through the church on a motorcycle.
Don't give Dina any ideas. Oh my God.
Well, it's too late now. They already.
It don't take fan ideas, so it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Oh man. Oh, Beatrice says I'm pretty sure we don't have Cheese Whiz in Europe, so we're gonna all have to get some Cheese Whiz and send it to Beatrice.
She's got the internet. She can buy it.
That's true. I'm sure so.
Buy anything, no. You say.
Yeah, I'm sure
from
she
anywhere.
Can.
Anywhere.
Sure she can find it.
Of course, by the time she gets it, it'll be green.
Well, I don't know. That stuff might last a while, like a Twinkie. You never know.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Use that stuff for bait for fishing.
Okay, so we're all in agreement that no one cares if Melanie and Philip actually get married. Does
no.
anybody actually care?
Yeah.
No. I don't care either. No, I don't care. Okay,
actually, it'll be a lot more amusing if she doesn't, of course.
Oh, Beatrice doesn't
want
to
keep...
It's more
amusing if she's in a grave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the whole Nathan Stephanie thing, I don't care about them either.
Oh.
God, no.
I am so sick of Stephanie. I am just
Stephanie needs
for her
to leave. Yeah, there's
it's
no
like,
use.
This is not Stephen Kayla's daughter going around following this doctor who has, following Nathan around when it's so obvious he's just not
him.
That into her. You know,
he's not into
like,
her. Nope.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, and these two have no chemistry together. They're just boring. I mean, I am so done with that whole thing.
It's such a filler. It's like we can't come up with anything else. Let's just use this.
Well, I don't
get
the whole Nathan is Melanie's real true love thing either. Because
no, I don't get the true love thing between any of them.
No.
Do any of them, Philip, Melanie, Stephanie, or Nathan, do any of them look like they have feelings about anything?
Melanie seems to just want whoever she doesn't have at the time. When she was with Nathan, she was fantasizing about Philip. Now she's with Philip, and she's fantasizing about Nathan. It's just like that. She's just such a spoiled little kid, or not spoiled, I guess, because she had a rough background. But she's just so wishy-washy that it makes me hard to care. That's probably a big reason why I don't care. It's like her feelings aren't very sincere either way. It seems to me.
Well, I don't think I don't get the impression Philip cares about anything except pissing off his parents.
Yeah. I kind of got the impression these are two kids that kind of feel like orphans they decided they're just going to start their own family and get away from get away from their past.
The engagement at Christmas was the most pathetic thing I've ever seen. Really. Yeah. I don't know whose idea it was. I think they thought it was romantic, but it was silly. That's what I expect out of a 12-year-old, not Philip.
So what's the problem with the storyline? Is this bad acting? Is it there's no chemistry? Or is it just flat-out bad writing? Yeah.
Writing.
Is it the writing or the actor's fault?
It's bad writing. Even
Philip,
though there's not a whole lot of
acting,
chemistry,
Melanie
you can
and
still...
Philip are good.
I mean, I think there's chemistry between Melanie and a couple of people, but the writing, I mean, the dialogue every day I could use it instead of a science book on nights when I have insomnia. It's just atrocious.
Yeah, I think it's the writing too.
Inane,
I agree.
Stupid.
Well, and
it
hasn't been going anywhere. It's like for the longest time, it's just Stephanie and Nathan, Stephanie's talking about Philip. It just seems like, okay, the wedding is the first real thing that's happened, but it's just like it's been very stagnant. And I
don't
just,
you feel like we're back in 2005 and this is Sean, Bill, Philip, and whoever, Jan.
Well, we should have crazy
Jan
with
his music.
At least
she's
you had
Dan
Spears in the love cage, you know. You had some campiness. You had the motorcycle going through the church. I mean, as much as I didn't like that, at least things were going on with them. You know, nothing seems to be going on with this except just a bunch of 20-somethings whining, you know, all the time. I just, ugh.
It is an improvement, though, over the god-awful. I don't even want to talk about it. I just want to mention briefly the whole Mia, Chad, Will, Kinsey.
By the new Will? What do you guys think of the new Will?
I like the other one better.
Yeah, I did too.
I like the other one. Better actor.
I've heard comments that this guy showed more life in the first 5 minutes he was on screen than the last one ever did, but I haven't seen him yet. So I don't know if that's true. The people saying it are not necessarily people take their word on it. I have to see it.
Well, I wasn't too impressed with his first scene, but then I haven't seen much of him yet, so I should give him a chance and wait a little bit.
Yeah, I wasn't impressed with Melanie either, and she kind of grew on me, so.
Yeah.
Well, she would have grown on me a lot more if they left her a bit.
But Nia still hasn't. Okay.
I'm ready for her to go.
There's nothing they can do to fix Mia. The girl is an atrocious actress, and they just need to get rid of her.
Right. I'm ready for Stephanie and Mia to fall in love and leave Salem together. Yeah.
That would be great.
And we had some news last Saturday. Leanne Hunley did a radio interview, and she mentioned the day before, which I believe would be January 30th, that she kissed someone she just met on the show. So we're all kind of especially maybe whether or not it's Stuart Damon or not.
If he's the governor, I can see you're going for that.
What I've been saying to people is I would love to see this. I mean, it's not Anna and Tony, and they're my favorite couple, and I'd love to see it. But if they're not going to bring Teo back, and it's going to continue to be the way it is, I could see Anna romancing and flirting with the governor to try to keep her butt out of jail once all this goes down with the EJ stuff. And Stuart Damon, you know, is a good comedian, as is Leanne, so I could see an opportunity for some, you know, fun scenes going on if they were to go that route. That's how I would write it if I were the writer. For all I know, he's just going to do some filler crap, and they're just using Stuart Damon to, you know,
Be
the flavor of the week, and then they're done with it.
Even if they are, I'd much prefer to see that than Mia and Stephanie.
Leanne and him, that would be.
I'd much prefer to see Leanne kiss EJ.
Yeah, and it would keep her in town, you know, because I worry that once Sydney thing's over, then she's going to be gone again.
Going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
In jail, probably.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping they were.
And damn it, if they let Nicole be the one that fingers her and Anna doesn't get to have her kicks in, I'm just going to write the nastiest letter.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll know for certain that Dina has her lips attached to rear end. I really think she's a great actress, but they need to do
something about it. It's Bleepity.
It's Bleepity.
Hey,
Bleepity.
Hi.
Hi.
I made it.
Long time no see.
Yeah, it's been a rough night at the store. Super Bowl weekend, yeah. It'll get better.
While you're here, could you tell us what you thought about Steve Blackwood's play?
Oh, man, it was cute. It was funny. It was, you know, it was a pick-me-up. It was, you know, something to get your mind off things. And he was so good in it, the timing of all the actors. It was a really classy, well-done production. It was really just perfect setting for that small theater. It was cute, and it was like you were right there with the actor. It was cozy. But the maid in the play, the lady that played the maid, she's one of the arts directors at the university, and she was so good. Her timing, her eye, you know, she could arch her eyes and give you that that little nasty look, like, woo-hoo-hoo, you know, like, what are you up to, hanky-panky? It was a lot of sight gags. It was really cute. But Steve was, you were rooting for him because he was just so clumsy but yet sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever seen the play or not or the movie. It's a farce. It's written to be, you know, goofy.
Oh,
so,
what was the name of the play he was in?
It was Boeing Boeing.
Okay.
It was from a movie from the 60s. I think it was originally written as a stage play, and then somebody took it to the movies, made a movie production, wrote a screenplay for the movies, and
mm-hmm.
Tony Curtis was the male lead, and the comical lead was played by Jerry Lewis.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah, I think Jerry Lewis, though, overplays a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And Bart was he had just the right comedic touch where he wasn't overbearing or overly stupid. He was just kind of clumsily cute,
mm-hmm.
you know, and a little naive to the European ways because it was set in Paris. But, you know, I was really impressed, you know, that he has such a range. You know, he showed a lot of range. I mean, it was a little bit of Bart, but it was not evil. You know, he's just being, you know, trying to help his friend date three women at once. And then Steve Blackwood ended up with a couple of them.
Uh-huh. Well, it was nice to know that Steve Blackwood
movie.
Got the girl for once.
Yeah.
Well, he got one of them. He ended up with one of them.
He ever got on Days.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Well, was this
Patty once.
Yeah.
But
awesome.
I haven't heard back from him. Maybe after the play they took off for a vacation or something, and I was hoping to hear back from him because I've emailed him and I haven't heard back. But that play was exhausting. They had to have been exhausted after the run of the play. So I'm wondering if he went on vacation somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, well, I've missed the first 45 minutes of the set. It was all I could do to get home.
Oh, I bet.
I love seeing different soap actors in plays because, you know, when you just know them as one character, that's all you ever really think of them as. And then when you get to see them in different plays, you're like, oh, my God, I didn't realize so-and-so was such a good actor. It's like,
mm-hmm.
you know, I saw Charles Shaughnessy in Sleuth, you know, this last year, and I've always loved him as Shane and all of his, and, you know, the nanny and all the stuff he's done. But, my God, he blew me away at how great he was in Sleuth and how... You know, and it's just like you really get to see, sometimes you really get to see the actors really show what, you know, they don't often get to show on television. Even
you can
you
see
know,
what they can do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see everything that they can do. I mean, they have such a range sometimes. Like when they're on the show in a soap, they're being directed and they have to stay true to character. But when they play another character that's totally opposite or different or has a more likable person, you know, then you like the actor even more.
Mm-hmm.
So I know a lot of, some of the people that call in here, they've seen Tal Penglis. Is that how you know, and I'm sure he would be great he'd be great in a play too.
Well, he's going to be in one.
He's going to be
hopefully.
In one.
Yeah, in Cape May.
Okay.
I can't get there.
Well,
uh-oh.
We'll get. I'm sure there'll be plenty of reviews when we.
So you've already talked about Frances Reed, I assume, tonight.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
No, it's man, I remember watching her in the '60s on that show.
Yeah,
wow.
Me too. Yeah.
And it's like losing your grandmother right now. It really is. You got to know.
It
so it's really sad and. And you really hope that they don't screw it up on Days, whatever they do, whatever. They better do something really good.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Everyone is saying that.
So what else, what are you going to hit on now? Is there another topic? Or?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Drake Hogeson's interview with the douchebag. That was a bit of false advertising. He was saying that Drake was saying that Riley was coming back in 2008, and then in the super long interview, that topic never gets hit on again, except for the Drake was kind of ripping on Riley a bit with his story that he, Riley put John Victor Kiriakis in a coma because the night before Johnny Aston ripped him a new one. He basically Riley made Victor look stupid. And Johnny Aston didn't appreciate it. That's what cracks me up about people who liked Riley's writing is he made every single freaking character dumb.
Yeah, especially the men.
Especially
because
the
what
men.
I don't get, because it's the men who sing his praises, and he made every single male character on that soap look like a dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
I think
I respect that Drake actually came out and said that, you know, and at least, I guess now that he's been fired from Days, he no longer feels like he has to toe the party line and, you know, say, oh, what a great genius Riley was. Now he can just out and out say it. And, I've said before, it makes me mad that, you know, John Aniston and Teo and Matthew Asher and all these other actors that have gotten, you know, punished for daring to say something. It's outrageous to me because they didn't have to. They could have just said the lines and shut up and taken their checks, but they actually went out of their way to talk to Riley because they thought something was going wrong with the character, and they just wanted to speak their minds. It's like, how dare you say anything to me? You know, you're dead. Here comes the brick, you know. And it's just, that's
really
why
irritates
I don't get
me about
why
it
people
is.
Think Riley was such a great writer, because he was so unprofessional and such an egotist.
Not only was he unprofessional, but this was his problem. He, as a writer, could not handle an actor coming to him. That's not something the actor should have to be making up for. That's
I think Riley had a
characters better than the writers.
Riley had a couple screws loose. I think some of the stuff he wrote was so weird, and there was something kind of demented going on in that head of his. It was weird, but yeah, he was an egotist, and he let it go to his head. Whatever good ratings they got during the possession storyline and all that. He thought he could do no wrong, and everything he did was golden, and he sold Corday a bill of goods in the end. He was losing it. He lost his touch the last 2 years and totally put the show in the toilet.
Mm-hmm. Even this week, Susan Seaforth Hayes ripped on Riley by mentioning how Francis raised it up to him.
Yep.
And,
she's so offended.
Oh, yeah, because Dwayne
didn't have
enough
out. And he couldn't do anything to her. He couldn't put her in a coffin.
Yeah, that's when
back
NBC
in the 90s.
Said, what, you crazy?
And
Susan Seaforth Hayes has said it broke Frances Reed's heart when she thought she'd been fired, you know, because,
I like that, because then it's even more
the
they meant to kill them all off. That BS about how it was always in the cards that they were going to come back. Both Deidre and Susan have now said that's bullshit.
You're
and
right. Also in Bill
never
yeah.
meant to
Susan
bring
Seaforth
anyone
Hayes. In the Bill and Hayes and Susan Seaforth Hayes book, they also confirmed that they thought they were fired and there was nothing in the plan for them to come back.
Right.
Right.
That was totally NBC. I think that's why Riley so wrote out of his ass once the characters came back, is because he resented that NBC told him what to do. But, you know, the
but
fact of the matter
NBC
is
was
he should
telling
have just
him
sucked
what
it
do.
Up and try to write something good anyway, because that was his
well,
job.
Well, true. But if NBC was making him bring them back, why were they letting him write this crap?
Because they were ignorant and stupid, and they didn't realize how crazy he was.
Well, NBC hasn't been hitting any home runs lately, all their stuff lately,
no.
So there's something going on.
When I heard, I cracked up when I heard that their solution to the ratings on Tuesday during Lost was to put 3 hours of Biggest Loser on.
Mm-hmm.
If this is all you can come up with.
Well, that's a good segue into something I really like to talk about, and that's Lost.
We only have about 10 minutes.
Well,
although
6 minutes. Yeah, I know. How are we going to talk about Lost in 6 minutes? But, Well, I guess it's not obvious to some people that Jacob is now Saeed. I guess people are thinking now that Saeed was taken the same place Ben was taken to when Saeed shot him. And Ben became a different person and was had amnesia. And people are assuming that's what's going on with Saeed now that it really is Saeed. But like I said, though, I didn't like Saeed's death. Maybe I'm just over him as a character. It meant nothing to me. I mean, if Saeed died, I didn't care. So I'm kind of surprised that they're bringing him back. Especially, he's played the one character on the show besides Ben, maybe, that's beyond redemption, really. I mean, Saeed, like you said on the show, I've killed so many people, I lost track. So,
I thought it was a perfect symmetry to have Jacob end up in Saeed's body when his nemesis ended up in John Locke's body.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was rather amusing. I don't know if it's really supposed to be Jacob, but, I mean, what's the point of bringing Saeed to the temple and then killing him unless Jacob was going to use his body?
Right.
I mean, what's the whole point of that?
Yeah.
And I've seen the people arguing that it's not. I just don't see a reason why that it shouldn't be.
Yeah, so what's the point of keeping Saeed around? I don't understand. If it's not, he's not Jacob, what's the point?
Not that they couldn't explain it in a way that makes sense afterwards.
Yeah.
He still manages to always do that, so.
Yeah, they did something completely neat. Instead of picking either it worked or it didn't work, they're actually showing two different lifelines at the same time now, which I think is a really fascinating way to go. And you have they show them on the plane.
I think the fascinating part about the one where they land in LAX is everything's different.
Yeah.
It looks to me like everything's different. It's subtly.
Yeah.
Not completely different, but just different in a subtle kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious to see what happens.
Lost is one show I really would have liked to have seen more of. I only saw the first two seasons. And I kind of got lost in the show when they were doing all this time warp stuff and they were underwater. And I'm going to catch up on it again when I get the DVDs out of the movie store or whatever.
You can go to ABC's website and you can watch it online. It's really
easy.
Yeah.
That's how I watched. I got the DVDs for the first season for Christmas. And once I watched them, I couldn't wait for the rest. I had to watch.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the acting.
So
I like the premise of Survivalists, you know.
In 1 month.
Yeah, I have to say, Terry O'Quinn and Michael Emerson, they just completely blew me out of the water. I mean,
Yeah.
Yeah, as John Locke. He just scared the poop out of me on Tuesday. Like when he's and Ben's face and saying, sorry you had to see me like that, and how he was ripping on the old box and, you know, he was a broken man and he's the only one who wanted to stay here. And it was just like, wow, you have the actor ripping on his character. I mean, it was such a fascinating way to go. And then he went out and started beat up on poor Richard.
Oh, I hope Richard's not dead. I want to find out where he came from.
Yeah, I think they
why
did say that.
He's still alive.
Yeah, people are speculating that he rides on the island from Black Rock from the slave ship. But as Sally, who I go back and forth with a lot on the Lost.
But is it a slave ship? I mean, if Richard's supposed to be Italian, I don't remember the Italians doing that. Were they?
Yeah, I
don't remember the Italians in the slave trade.
You're right. That's what Sally's point was, is that he's probably Roman and wasn't anything to do with Black Rock. Yeah, she thinks he goes back to Cleopatra.
Yeah, because he wasn't speaking Italian. He was speaking Latin, wasn't he?
Yeah, but Juliet knew Latin too. But of course, she's a doctor. She wouldn't know Latin.
Yeah.
But all the others knew Latin though. That was her language.
The others, they all spoke Latin. Okay.
They all spoke Latin. Ben spoke Latin. Yeah, they all did. So I'm looking forward to this week. I'm not sure what. I haven't seen Explorers for this week at all, but I did see some interesting stuff that I guess Juliet will be back. She's sick at the end of the season. Shannon's going to be back. Michael is going to be back. We're not sure about Walt yet.
I could live without Michael.
I know. I think he's run his course.
Unless they're going to explain why they took Walt, I don't see the purpose of having. Michael back.
Yes. I want to know what was up with the deal with Walt. Why did the others want Walt so bad? Other than that he was a young boy. Yeah. Well, thanks, everybody. We're at the end of our show.
Okie dokie.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
It was fun.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.